going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
More things to bet on, Buckley.
That's right.
Can't wait.
Nelly Korda TGL Wednesdays? Sure.
I'd watch that.
We all would.
So the draft, NFL Draft 2025, begins in 1 hour, 39 minutes, and 36, 35, 34, 33 seconds. The countdown clock is on our screen. The Tennessee Titans with the number one pick. And I was thinking about this today, before we get to our NBA teat-suckle. When's the last time the Titans or Oilers had the number one pick? Because I can't remember one in my life. Well, I did look it up. There was one in my life, but I was very young.
Oh, if you were very young, then I have no idea.
Yeah, what year were you born?
85.
Yeah, so 7 years prior to your conception.
Yeah, I couldn't even begin
or your birth. The Titans, the last time they had the number one pick, 1978, Earl Campbell.
Okay.
How about that?
That would stand to reason. He was pretty good.
The old Oilers. Yeah, good little pick. So we'll get to some draft stuff coming up. Andrew Nemec will join us at 5. We'll have the picks live as they happen. How about Chris Stapp's Bloodhead? See that last night?
Yeah, I did.
Dude, that was cool. And I love Joe Mazzulla, who said, what did Mazzulla say? He said, what was this quote?
Here, hold on, I have it.
That's what I thought.
Let's see. Right here. On the
fan.
Fan.
Sports.
Yeah. He just has a great way about him. And I think that helps us. And, like, yeah, I do. I love watching him. I like watching him bleed on the court. I think it's important. And then he comes back in and does his job. So I do like that about him.
Yeah. Bleeding on the court is important. Okay.
I like that about him.
Okay, Joe. I think is Joe Mazzulla really fit to be in society, do you think? Or is it just because he's a good coach, we just kind of like,
I said this the other day. I think he's basketball's Jim Harbaugh. I think he's a quirky dude who, yeah, he can navigate his way through the world, but it's going to be on a lot different plane than you and I think.
Yeah. I find him to be insane, and I would not want to mess with him.
But also fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah. He's interesting.
Compelling.
He's probably a guy you'd want to play for, get the most out of you. But woof.
I don't know, maybe. Or maybe he's just a weirdo and you're like, I don't know what you're talking about, man. But sure, okay. You're paying me.
What was the movie that he watches all the time?
The Town. He watches it like 3 or 4 times a week.
So weird. So you got to be worried. Jimmy Butler's hurt.
It sounds like he's going to be all right. But yeah, that wasn't great.
How do you know that? Did he get an MRI already?
Yeah, he flew back last night so that he could get an MRI today. It sounds
pelvic contusion.
Yeah, Steph dealt with something similar earlier in the year, and for precautionary reasons, he missed a couple games, but they said he could have gone sooner. And so it's possible that Butler misses their next game, but they have an extra day of rest because of the travel turn. So I think they don't play again until Saturday, and they think he may be available or may miss and come back for game 4.
Well, I got to tell you, I can get behind that series. It's pretty rugged.
Yeah.
It's pretty rough.
Yep.
Like, they're They're
going at each other.
Haymakers. It's kind of an old school series, Warriors Rockets. It's pretty refreshing. Did you think Draymond pushed Thompson into Butler?
No, I thought that was all Thompson. Yeah. I think Draymond was there, but it's easy to say, like, you know, the cheat has shown his spots enough times that, like, you should expect that from Draymond. But in this case, I really didn't think it was Draymond shoving Thompson.
No,
he
was kind of trying to box him out, and Thompson lost his footing. He kind of stumbled a little bit and then tripped.
Yeah.
It's what it looked like. But, I saw that. I was like, oh boy. Because, you know, without him, why even play? What are the troops even fighting for?
Yeah, the team wasn't very good before Butler got there, so.
Anthony Edwards fined $50,000 for saying my D is bigger than yours to a fan.
That's right.
Seems like a lot for saying that, but okay.
Yeah, somebody went through, like, the list of his fines for all things related to that, like innuendos and swearing and, like, inappropriate actions towards fans, and he's racked up like $370,000 in fines now.
Really?
On that stuff.
He's the Mark Cuban of players.
Something like that.
He racked up millions.
Yeah.
Tens of millions.
Because he would tell the people, like the in-arena entertainment people, like, no, go play that replay, knowing that it was going to make the ref look bad.
Next player fined for taunting fans. I have the odds.
Ooh.
You got action
for
on it?
For taunting fans?
Yeah.
So, ooh, okay. No, I don't have action on it.
So the odds on favorite is Ja Morant.
Absolutely.
Plus 125.
Okay.
Draymond is plus 175.
Okay.
Which I don't like that bet because they're getting ready to go home.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They played two in Houston, so.
But then again, the Grizzlies are at home now, too.
Yeah, that's true. Then you have Trae Young, plus 300.
Wait, they're out, right?
Yeah, why is Trae Young on there?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's weird.
Old list?
No, I just saw it yesterday.
Huh.
Because it was after the Edwards fine. Dylan Brooks.
That's a good one.
Plus 400.
That's a good one.
It's a great one.
Because he's there.
They're now going on the road.
Right. That's what he does. That's where the value is so far of the names that you've read.
And then you have Doncic at plus 800, which I don't think is a bad play at all. Because he gets into it with.
Yeah, and he's going on the road.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Doncic and Brooks.
Yeah. Lay something on both of those and hope that one of them hits.
Well, LeBron-themed songs are going viral now, and I want to play one for you. Have you heard some of these?
I heard the one you sent me.
Now, what do you think? Is this good or is it bad?
I don't know. It's internet.
Internet's having some fun with LeBron.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
His name is LeBron James, and he plays for L.A.
I already hate it.
It feels so good and make a big difference if I could see him play. As I go to my living room, don't know what I'm gonna do if I hear he ain't gonna play. Cause I made a bet or two that he's gonna shoot 10 threes, get 10 rees, and then the Lakers ain't gonna lose.
Reeves.
And they got Luka Don, A. Reeves, and then LeBron, the real big.
Kind of working for me.
They gave up AD because they needed change.
Let's hear the chorus. Here we go. Sing along, everybody.
I'm talking about the man on the Lakers.
Yeah, this works for me.
You to say his name. LeBron James.
Good.
If you want to make the world a better place, take a look in the sky and say his name.
All right. You said that's working for you?
Yeah.
It is.
I've heard worse sports parody songs, that's for sure.
Yeah. Kind of basic, but, you know. hit the mark. Man in the Mirror. That's, you know, it's not, can I say it's not a bad song, Man in the Mirror?
You can. It was an excellent song. It's just, it's,
you're
just
not supposed to say that.
It's
now.
Unfortunate that
it's Michael Jackson.
He was such a pedophile piece of crap.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. So there's a lot of those on internet. TikTok. You guys are TikTokers. Go on TikTok. You're going to find a lot of LeBron James songs. Anyway, Luka, I think I read that he is the second Laker to drop at least 60, 20, and 10 in his first two playoff games with the franchise. You think of all the great Lakers, that's not too bad. And that led to thank you, Nico chants in L.A. in game one.
Yeah.
Dude's picked up right where he left off.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, there is your NBA Thursday teat suckle.
Thinking like some Bavarian milkers.
We are going to eulogize a legend with a couple of his more famous clips. And have you seen this Gilbert Arenas kid vid? You seen this yet?
We briefly discussed when I got in today, but I've seen the headlines. I've not seen the videos. It sounds crazy.
Tesla back in the news.
Yeah.
We'll get to that coming up. Here's Buck, SportsCenter.